You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Today we're going to have a brown bag homily on this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. So I invite all the children who are present to come forward and join me here at the altar, if you would, please. Boys and girls, come right on up. I need your help. Come right on up. Plenty of room for all of you. Great. Great. Right up here. Since you're the first one up, you get to hold the bag, okay? Thank you very much. Good. Come on up, boys and girls. Great to see you all here. Come on down. All right. Good. We have plenty of room for everybody. That's great. Okay. Good. Well, boys and girls, I know that you're all very good at riddles. So I have a riddle for you this morning. What do you call a priest who walks in his sleep all the time? What do you call a priest who walks in his sleep all the time? Anyone know? Well, tell them, everyone, you call a priest who walks in his sleep all the time a Roman Catholic. What do you call a priest that gives short homilies? What do you call a priest that gives short homilies? You call him, anybody know?
Popular.
We call him an impersonator. Well, boys and girls, today is a very special feast, a solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, which is our attempt as church to describe God. We would say it's a mystery because we know that God is so much greater than us, so much beyond us, it's impossible for us to totally describe God. But I'd like to ask you, how would you describe God? What are some qualities of God that you would use to describe God? If someone says to you, what is God like? What would you say? What is God like? Yes.
Merciful.
God is merciful, indeed. And that's what Pope Francis reminds us to remember throughout this special year of mercy, this Jubilee year of mercy, that God is merciful. And so God says, because I am merciful to you, then we should show what to others?
Mercy.
That's right. God says, love me in the same way that I love you. How else would you describe God? Yes, thank you.
Joyful.
God is joyful. That's right. And that was what Pope Francis reminded us a couple of years ago when he wrote a special letter to all of us talking about the joy of the gospel. God is a person of joy. God is happy with God's creation. So if God is joyful, that means we should be what?
Joyful.
Very good. How would you describe God?
Loving.
Loving, that's right. God loves everyone. Everyone God claims as his own beloved son or daughter. That's why we call God our Father, that he has created us. And so because God loves everyone, then we should
love everyone.
Very good. Thank you. How would you describe God?
Old.
You would describe God old. So you're saying God kind of looks like me. Well, we know that God has been around a long time, hasn't he? So in that sense, yes, God is old. God has always been here. Did not have a beginning, did not have an end. That's why we say God is a mystery. It's so hard to describe God. So there's some truth to that, okay? That God's experience has been around a long time. That's why we try to listen to God. Because God gives us instructions. Because God is the source of life and knows how to enjoy life. Yes, how would you describe God?
Forgiving.
God is forgiving. That's sort of like merciful, isn't it, huh? And God forgives us, so we should do what to others?
Forgive them.
Very good. Let's move to this side. We have some hands up over here. How would you describe God?
God is love.
God is love. That's a good definition of God, isn't it, huh? And because God is love, we should be loved. So do you know anyone who loves you a lot?
My dad and my mom and my whole family.
Very good. Our moms, our dads, our whole family. That's how we learn about God's love, from our whole family. Because our moms and dads, our grandmas and grandpas, our whole family, they love us unconditionally. Even sometimes when we mess up and not our best selves, they will always love us. And that's what God says to us. And so we call God our merciful, loving Father, who is always there for us. Anything else you can think about God that you would use to describe God? Is God generous? How many think God is generous? Very good. Yes, God is generous and gives us many, many good gifts. Can you think of any special gift that God has given to you? What's a special gift that God has given to you?
The earth.
God has given us the earth. That's right. Pope Francis would be proud of you. He says, God gives us this common home, the beautiful earth, and we should take care of it to show our gratitude to God, huh? Can you think of any ways we can take care of the earth? How do we take care of it?
Don't pollute.
Don't pollute. Exactly. Don't throw trash in the ground. Yes. And what would you say about God?
My family.
God has given you the gift of your family. That's right. Our families are a special gift from God. What's another gift that God has given to you?
Life.
The very gift of life itself. And so all these gifts God has given to us remind us how much God loves us. And so all these ways we describe God are true, but yet they're incomplete. And the Trinity, that God has loved us as a creator, Father. God has loved us through God's Son, who died on the cross for us to show us God's love and mercy. And that God is always with us. Every time we gather in God's name, God is with us in the Holy Spirit. So the Trinity is our attempt to describe God, who is ultimately far beyond our comprehension and our imagination. But certainly you help us today to describe God, who is all-loving and merciful and forgiving and kind and generous and helpful in so many ways. Now, if I ask you what God looked like, someone said God would look old. Now, in the homily bag, I brought an image of what I kind of imagine God looks like. We don't have any pictures of God, do we? But this is a painting. So this is one of my favorite paintings. And so who can tell me what God is doing in this picture? What is God doing in this picture? Yes, Maria.
Laughing.
God is laughing. The Laughing Jesus, one of my favorite paintings. I certainly believe that God has a good sense of humor. If God doesn't, I'm in big trouble. But God wants us to laugh. Can you imagine that Jesus spent all that time with his apostles and disciples traveling from place to place and preaching the gospel, that once in a while they didn't have a good laugh, maybe at themselves or maybe laughing at each other, or maybe Jesus told a joke or two too. But again, as somebody reminded us, God is joyful and wants us to be joyful. And so that's why I treasure this image of Jesus, God the Son, who is laughing. And so too, we know that one of my favorite sayings, that I've used this before, that those who laugh last. Laughing is a good thing. So I appreciate your laughing sometimes at my jokes. And again, I appreciate you sometimes laughing at my jokes. But again, today, this feast of the Most Holy Trinity is our way of celebrating the mystery of God's love. It is our way of saying, as Father, Son, and Spirit, we believe that God is good all the time. Well, boys and girls, thank you for helping with the homily today. Please join me in showing our appreciation to these children for being here today. Thank you very much. You can return to your places now.